MPs have urged the government to offer immunity to police officers who come forward with evidence about historical child abuse. A detective told the BBC that the Liberal MP, Cyril Smith, who died 5 years ago, was arrested in the 1980s as part of an inquiry into alleged sex parties involving prominent people and teenage boys. But shortly afterwards, Cyril Smith was released without charge. He was never prosecuted. It's claimed, though, that officers were threatened with themselves with prosecution under the Official Secrets Act if they disclosed what had happened. The Labour MP, Simon Danchuk, says the government must guarantee officers won't face charges for breaking the Official Secrets Act.
They're very worried about coming forward, not just the Official Secrets Act, but you have to bear in mind, and this relates to many of the survivors of child sex abuse as well, that they're worried because it has involved a lot of senior politicians, senior police officers, so people are very reluctant to come forward and share what they know. But if we have it from the Prime Minister to provide that cast-iron guarantee of immunity, then I think it would go a long way in helping us get to the bottom of what went wrong.
Journalist Don Hale says he was also targeted by the Metropolitan Police's special branch because of his work gathering evidence against Cyril Smith.
It's still going on to this day. That's the annoying thing in terms of these people have now since retired. They've told me stories, they've told other journalists or they've told MPs the same scenario, and they're getting phone calls then from the intelligence services up to the last few weeks, warning them still that they could lose their generous pensions and that they're still liable to the Official Secrets Act.
This afternoon, the Home Secretary, Theresa May, told MPs she didn't know whether officers had been threatened with the Official Secrets Act, but said she hoped no one would face prosecution if they came forward with information.
If people are giving evidence of child abuse to the Goddard inquiry or to the police, then I would not expect them to be. I would hope that they would not be prosecuted and would, under the Official Secrets Act, would not expect them to be.
Dan Tench is a partner and media lawyer at Allswang. He explained the background to the Official Secrets Act.
In the early 1980s, which I think is the period we're talking about here, in fact, the act in effect was a different act. It was the 1911 Official Secrets Act, which was in rather different form. The regime was modernised in 1989, the Official Secrets Act 1989, which is the act we now have in force. And that was a modernising act. It was simpler and of more limited application.
But they presumably were working under the aegis of the 1911 Act at the time. Were they right to be concerned? Could they have been threatened with it? Could anything they would have revealed have compromised them under that act?
Well, in theory, yes. I mean, that old act was subject to a great deal of criticism in the 1980s, and it was very wide-ranging, and it could potentially apply to any information entrusted to any public official. And, of course, the fact of the investigation and the fact of this supposed intervention from the high-ups to close down the investigation, that was all information entrusted to these officials. And so, in theory, the disclosure of that information to third parties could have been a contravention of Section 2 of the 1911 Act. Whether there's any reality to that, I don't quite know. I mean, we're looking back at a very different era, not only in terms of the legal provisions, but also in terms of the governing culture. But even back then, whether, if you would imagine, one of these officers had gone to a Sunday newspaper and made these revelations, which I think even then would have been thought of as being very much in the public interest, would the authorities really have advanced prosecutions against these individuals? Would they have secured convictions from juries then in relation to the release of this information? I don't know. So I'm not entirely convinced whether 30 years ago, although in terms of the black letter law, there may have been a realistic threat, whether that threat would have any reality in respect of this information.
We've heard, though, from Tom Watson and Simon Danchuk today, Labour MPs, expressing their concern about any potential immunity these men should have. And indeed, Theresa May, the Home Secretary, has said that if people are giving evidence of abuse to the Goddard inquiry, I would hope, those were her words, they would not be prosecuted under the Official Secrets Act. She's clearly going as far as she thinks she can, but that word hope presumably leaves some room for doubt.
Well, I don't think there's any room for any doubt because there's no possibility of a conviction under the 1989 Act. One of the transformations is that it cleared things up, and the category of information we have here is simply not covered by the 1989 Act. So I think there's been some misapprehension. Plainly, there is a theoretical threat in the early 80s whilst the old Act was still in force. But under the provisions of the 1989 Act, I can't see any basis for any prosecution. They're simply not covered. The information in question is simply not covered by that act.
Lawyer Dan Tench.